Hello and welcome to episode 22 of Chemical Masterpieces, What You Never Knew Came From Chemistry. My name is Alex Kidd and I will be your host on this journey of the chemical engineering world. Today we will be covering chemical engineering. For starters, I will tell you what a chemical engineer is and a quick rundown of what they do. The name, chemical engineer, kind of gives away what they do, but I'm going to explain it to you anyway. They are engineers who use chemicals to come up with a way to make or mass produce products that would be helpful to people. An example of this could be hairspray, or they'll be charged with altering or improving products that are already made, like gasoline, or coming up with a better fuel source for the future. Companies hire chemical engineers for a multitude of jobs in areas like making advanced materials, improving fuel, food store life, the environment, and medicine. They'll work on materials to try and make them stronger, purer, or more lightweight. This is used in aerospace, which is the designing of planes, missiles, or rockets, and the automotive industry. They could attempt to make fuels more efficient and environmentally friendly to save our world, and then they're also trying to make foods taste better and have a much longer shelf life. That means that when your Twinkies can last 5 years, that's due to chemical engineering. If you have ever worked in the chemistry lab, you know that chemicals can also be very dangerous, so these engineers must wear very protective gear so that they can survive the use of all these chemicals. There are six different types of protective gear depending on what type of state of matter the chemical is in, be it a liquid, a vapor, or particles or aerosols. Now, I'm going to move on to the more interesting part of this podcast and the relatable real-world stuff that affects you and me. So first, I'm going to name five products, and I want you to put one finger up on one hand for each product that you use. Toilet paper, toothpaste, hairspray, washing detergent, and deodorant. I hope that everybody has at least three fingers up due to toothpaste, deodorant, and toilet paper. Now, I want you to think about how different your life would be if you did not have any of these products, and you could feel free to pause the podcast. I will now tell you how I believe life would be different if we did not have these products due to chemical engineers. I'm going to go in the same order that I listed them out before. So I'm going to start with toilet paper, and I hope everybody is thinking the same thing about how life would be without toilet paper. And honestly, the joke about everybody having to use a leaf when you're camping would become a very real thing. Second on this list is toothpaste, and toothpaste is essential for stopping tooth decay and improving your gum health. And I know I sound like your usual dentist, but imagine if by your 30s or 40s, we all had to be like George Washington with wooden teeth or dentures because of bad tooth decay. Third on this list is hairspray, and most guys are probably rolling their eyes right now, but ladies, think about how different your hair might look on a date or just regular school day if you didn't have your hairspray. You might want it to be shinier, more straight, or just smell good. This could ruin your perfect look, but in all seriousness, some people do actually need hairspray because of their hair health. Next up is washing detergent, and some people may not do their laundry, so you may not know how vital this is to your life. But bear with me and imagine if you were wearing your clothes and they just didn't get washed and they started to smell worse and worse and worse. But what if you could wash your clothes, but it's like one of those older movies where the mom's scrubbing away in the gigantic tub with a little bit of soap? Yeah, it'd be like that. That's pretty crazy. Finally, there's deodorant. And after explaining this one to you, I'm going to tell you how it's made. And so here, most people will just put deodorant on every day just to smell fresh and clean, but others have to put it on before a tough workout because they get all sweaty and grimy, and all that sweat and grime does smell. But then maybe before the workout, if you don't want to sweat as much, then you could put it on. But then also, you just don't want to smell bad, which is understandable to us all. And so now, manufacturers actually have to make these in about 2,000-liter tubs at one time for one batch, and they could add specific chemicals for whatever they're trying to go for. So do they want it to be a spray? Do they want it to be a gel stick? Or do they just want it to be a regular stick? All of these have a different set of chemicals that go with it. For a gel stick, you actually need specific special polymers so that it'll rub correctly and be nice and smooth and not get caught on anything. If they want it to smell good, then you have to add a specific perfume to the mixture. And then even then, they have to figure out what kind of smell they're actually going for. Do you want people to sweat less? Then that means you have to add antiperspirants, which actually use an aluminum-based compound. Who thought you'd have aluminum foil sitting in your deodorant? After all these decisions are made, the batch is created. But then even then, they have to test the batch so that they're not unleashing some unsafe product on the market that'll hurt so many people due to chemical burns. That's just one example about how chemical engineers are charged with mass producing the chemical product on the market. These engineers must also be prepared to adapt or improve the mass production of system of any product that we need for hygiene like deodorant or become healthy again like pharmaceuticals. They must be able to make these products effectively and cheaply so the companies may also have a cost-effective way of making this so then customers can also have a cheaper product to buy. In this process, they're also required to make a safe work environment to have zero safety incidents so that the company has no problems due to safety. But instead, maybe these engineers are charged with designing a new product or to create a more renewable fuel source that will not wreck our environment. One set of students at a university actually went out to do this in the country that has the lowest amount of electrical output in the entire world, excluding some African countries. This university paired up chemical and civil engineers to create a biofuel generator to make electricity for this country's villages. This new engine uses cow dung from each village to create a methane gas that could create electricity for up to 5 hours a day, where they used to have none at all. Imagine if you have no electricity and then you just get five. And you could have that at night or in the morning. That is life-changing for these people. And they're only using fluorescent lamps. Now they're going to be upgrading into LED lamps in just a few weeks or months, which the LED lamps only use 5 watts while the fluorescent lamps use 20 watts. That means each lamp can either have 4 times the amount of lamps per house, or they can have electricity for much longer periods of time because they're only using so much electricity per lamp. That's just one way that these engineers create newer fuel types. But then other engineers are actually trying to find a better fuel source that's more environmentally friendly than all the fossil fuels that we're using that are wrecking our environment. And they already know that this has to be some sort of biofuel, but they have mixed ideas on how to create this biofuel. They could either create a synthetic diesel fuel by using a metal catalyst and a large amount of heat, or they can make an ethanol-type fuel, which is the mixing of enzymes and microorganisms. But those two fuel types, after they decide whichever one they want to make, they then get even more complicated because you have to decide on how to make that type. And it can vary depending on how long it takes, how much fuel they're trying to make, and how cost-effective it is to make each of those fuels. But this new biomass fuel will be the fuel of the future, but the scientific breakthrough required to have it could be either one day away or 50 years away. But the longer that time goes on, the urgency for this newer fuel will become greater and greater because of the destruction of our environment due to fossil fuels. These less efficient fossil fuels are extremely horrible for our environment and your engine. These fossil fuels, especially diesel fuels, send out massive amounts of pollution into the atmosphere, which scientists are trying to find more efficient fuels and engines to save our environment and our vehicles. Because of this world energy crisis, Korea has actually been growing its chemical engineering field, especially in its fuel department. As of 2000, Korea has decided to expand its education on chemical engineering and chemistry, and now Korea is actually one of the top exporters of fossil fuels, even though they have no fossil fuel production in their country. They just have a very good efficiency of creating these fossil fuels from their base state into usable fuels that you and I use every single day in our cars. And while I'm actually speaking about this growth, I'm going to tell you that the percentage of women in this field and the field of regular chemistry has grown massively. This allows for new ideas to be brought into this field, and these new ideas can create new products or scientific breakthroughs that will change one life or can change all the lives of our entire human race. And this could actually bring in the new biofuel that we require in these coming years. And so now I'm done giving you all this information, and I want to give you my opinion on all of this. I don't know about you guys, but I believe chemical engineering is good. No, not just good. It is required for our lives to be as great as they are. All of the products, creations, and amazing adaptations that the engineers can do change all of our lives for the better and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. I hope you all understand that the weight that can be put on these engineers' shoulders due to the uncertainty of the future is massive, because they can be holding the human race's fate in their hands. Again, my name is Alex Kidd. Thank you for tuning in to Chemical Masterpieces. Tune in with us next week for our next episode on forensic scientists.